Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center, right here in our operations area. This is Ken Graham, the director of the Hurricane Center. We got some new news, brand new, hot off the press from Jack over here doing the forecast. Tropical Storm Barry. So we have found some winds that reached tropical storm force strength, and we got a location right now still out in the Gulf of Mexico. And there's a couple little swirls we're going to look at, but we finally found a center, and at least we can call it a tropical storm, moving west very slow, 5 miles an hour, and sustained winds 40 miles an hour. Let's look at that satellite a little bit. Big storm. I mean, we're not talking just a small storm whatsoever. I mean, look at the convection well out ahead of the system. The center, some are located around here, but look at the convection in every different direction from this system. So it's a large storm. That's why we're talking about not concentrating just on one point and just the track, concentrating on a large swath of these impacts. So with time, we still expect, if you look at this brand new track that just came out moments ago, still about similar to before in central Louisiana, but notice how slow. The closer these points are together, the slower the storm. So 5 miles an hour is not very fast, and that just compounds the issue with getting that rainfall and getting some of those big impacts. And you can see, once again, we have the winds extending well outside that cone, and most of the impacts will also be outside that cone with time. Still some time. There is still some time to strengthen to a hurricane before making landfall. But as we've talked about several different times, whether it's a hurricane or not, the impacts are going to be very similar. Still going to be a lot of rain and going to be some storm surge. The other thing to mention here, is slowly but surely, the system making its way north into the weekend, and that means some heavy rains, not just a coastal event, but some heavy rains well up into Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee with time. So we're going to keep an eye on that real close. Let's look at some of those impacts. I think it's really important to concentrate on those hazards. Look at the rainfall, just very large totals. Some of these areas could see anywhere from 15 to 20 inches of rain, maybe an isolated amount even higher than that. That's going to be a problem, and that's going to occur beginning tomorrow and into Saturday and through the weekend with time. And notice it's not just concentrated just over Louisiana. Some of these areas on the Mississippi coast, portions around Mobile could get some of that heavy rainfall into central portions of Louisiana. But look, all the way up into Arkansas. I mean, this area here, we're looking at the potential over there, that orange 6 to 10 inches of rain. So there could be some floods deep, well inland with time. So we've got to really watch that. The other thing to look at is when you really look at those areas, the potential, I'm going to put another map up for you that I think is important. And it's not just the rainfall totals. This is the potential for flash flooding. And here you have a high risk, a moderate high risk, moderate risk, and even a slight risk. Notice what a large area that is. So we'll have to really keep an eye on the rainfall. And that is the leading cause of fatality. So watch out. And a lot of those are in automobiles. Let's be safe with this storm. Storm surge is another thing. We have a brand new storm surge warning up for portions of Louisiana where that water gets piled up. Any one of these areas in the pink could see values greater than 3 foot of storm surge. So once again, irregardless of whatever kind of development we get here, the issue will be water. We have to keep safe, and we'll just keep you updated as we get the new updates here at the National Hurricane Center right here in our operations area.